Where is he?
Where are you? Skull Rock. Do you know it?
Hello, this is Stacy reporting live from Skull Rock Broadcast. I'm joined by...
Hello, this is Megan. Welcome back to our Stranger Things podcast and Happy New Year.
Woo!
Happy 2025.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, except I did like the little... Somebody did a picture today and it was like season 5 in 2025.
Oh.
I was like, oh, it all works out. It's all beautiful.
Man, it feels like it's been since forever since we've recorded, my friend.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while. The last episode that we recorded together and that came out was our holiday episode. So
yep.
That was a lot of fun. And we did a live on Instagram to catch up just a few days ago. So that was fun too, right before the new year, just to kind of talk about our year and talk about, you know, everything that we did over the holiday break, which I watched all of your recommendations from the holiday episode, which that was super fun.
Good girl. I know. I ended up absolutely loving the holiday. And I still need to read that story that you recommended that's loosely based off it. But we were really good about watching each other's picks. So good job, man.
Yeah, I know. You watched one because you had already watched my other two. And I watched all three. So
I am very, very impressed.
Thank you. But yeah, you can watch that live if you want to talk about or hear about more of our winter break and all of that. But we're excited to be back. And to celebrate the new year, we decided to do our own little Wrapped episode because, like, Spotify Wrapped, like, Skull Rock Broadcast Wrapped.
Wrapped.
Which is also very fitting because filming also just wrapped. So we'll talk about that, too, towards the end of the episode. But we had a really good year over here at Skull Rock Broadcast in 2024. We figured we would go through our year and just talk about some of our favorite moments, favorite episodes that we recorded, and just, you know, reminisce a little bit. So that's what we're going to do. So we each have five. I was trying to come up with like some little like backup things in case we have like the same for any of them. I know, but also like let's not include the obvious and we'll just talk about that briefly at the end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, because obviously we met fucking Joe Keery this year.
I mean, that's gonna be number one, but like I picked the con, but like certain aspects.
Yes.
Of con.
Same. Yeah. Thing. Okay. So that's what we'll talk about towards the end. But what's your first one that you wanted to talk about?
I found, without being too cheesy, I found the perfect person to do this podcast with. And Megan, I am blowing all the smoke up your butt because
you're
deserve
gonna make
it.
Me cry.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's true though. You know, like obviously through this fandom, through this show, I have met so many amazing people, have made so many great friendships, but literally meeting you in person, you know, because I had followed Steady Stories for quite some time, but sitting down with you at Fan Expo Philly in 2023 and just, you know, shooting the shit with you and just talking, you know, archive of your own and talking all these Steady Fix and stuff and the fandom in general. And I remember, you know, thinking to myself, I was like, wow, you know, she's really easy to talk to, you know, where clearly, you know, we share the same interests with this fandom, but we're kind of opposites in a way that it works so well. And then we had shared a phone call a few months later. And I remember we kind of said it as a joke, like, oh yeah, we should do a podcast. And little did I know, but literally, you know, without getting too cheesy, guys, you know, I had had a really big loss with losing my dad. And Megan, you know, doing this with you, finding such a great partnership with you and doing this. And I don't know, we really, you know, bounce off each other really well. You know, you're always open to new ideas. You know, you put up with my bullshit, but I say it over and over again, you're the yin to my yang, and it works so well. But I couldn't think of anybody else I could talk about or geek out with the show with anybody else other than you, because you're just so much fun to talk about the show with. And I would just say in general, like, you know, us deciding to start this up, and it's been a year now, but, you know, I was kind of having a hard time last year, you know, after that loss. And I remember over our Christmas break, we recorded a few episodes, and it was exactly what I needed. You know, you're so patient, you're so funny, you're so interesting. And like I said, I could geek out about Stranger Things and about the fandom and about these actors with you for hours and never get bored. So probably just the partnership with you. My partner.
Thank you. That's so sweet. You're going to make me cry. But mm-hmm. I mean, she did tell me all of this already, which I appreciate. But
I'm going to tell you till the cows come home, BB. But yeah, just that's probably it.
Yeah, you're just so supportive and, you know, like, absolutely agree on all of that. I feel like it's so easy to talk to you, and I feel like we bounce off of each other very well. And like you said, we have the same interests, but like come at it from a different place sometimes, which makes it interesting yes. to talk about. So yeah, it's been so much fun getting to know you better through recording these episodes, and just it's been the perfect partnership for real, because everything that we do is decided together, but I feel like we do a really good job just supporting each other and being what each other needs to continue to like enjoy doing this and be a part of this fandom. And also just being like a positive person, and like, I mean, we can definitely talk shit sometimes, but behind the scenes. Yeah, like it's just positivity and kindness and community, like those are just like some of the things that we value in doing this. So that has been a really perfect partnership. I agree. So my first one is not as sappy, but I do wholeheartedly agree with what all of that. The first thing that I came up with was also taking it back to the beginning and having just like such a good time recording our first few episodes, even though I feel like it took us a while to get super comfortable and into the groove. And I thought one really funny thing was that on our like third episode, we thought that we could record one episode about Eddie Munson, Joseph Quinn.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Steve Harrington, Joe Keery.
What are we all of smoking? Our boys.
I don't know. I have no idea how we thought that that would be one episode. So if you go back to listen to the episode, The Shire is Burning, that episode was originally supposed to be about Eddie Munson and Steve Harrington, our two favorite characters. Like,
yep.
We could talk about them for literally hours, and we have on this podcast, but I just thought it was so funny that we had no idea that we could not record just one episode about the two of them. So
I do love that episode too, because we like took our little break and then we come back. We're like, so we discussed it. We're not going to have enough time to cram in the other actors. So we're going to have to split this up.
And then the next episode is about Steve Harrington, and it's called Always the Babysitter. And that just made me think of like coming up with the episode titles has been fun this year.
Dude, you are so good at them. So goddamn good at them.
Typically, I don't decide on the episode title until like literally right before I'm posting the episode, which many times throughout this year has been after midnight on like Friday, because I am staying up all night on Thursday editing the episode. I have gotten a little bit better about that, but Yeah, sometimes it just comes to me, but like it doesn't usually come to me until I'm editing like what the episode title should be. But it's fun because it just when it comes like the title of this whole podcast just like just randomly came to me and I was like, that's it.
Which, thank Christ. I mean, yes, our Patreon, you know, thing is Hawkins Community Pool. But let us never forget me being like, yeah, Hawkins Community Pool. And you, yet again, this is why she is the perfect podcast partner. Most people would be like, that's a turd, Stacey. No.
No, I love it.
You went, that's good, but maybe for something else. And then I started thinking about it. And I'm like, yeah, they're going to think we're talking about like chlorine. This doesn't make sense.
I do love that name also. And I love because it kind of reflects like the community that we're building and everything like that too. So
guys, I'm telling you, a goddamn angel. She's the podcast angel. There's been some real dumb shit that is coming out of my mouth right now. But like, some of the stuff that I've pitched, like, she's just like, we could circle back and readdress that, you know? Like,
and we usually do.
And we usually do. She's the Stacey Whisperer. But yeah, coming up with the episode names and stuff, definitely. This was actually my next one, which kind of almost has something to do with our little rapport that we have going on. But the whole debate of sunroof, no sunroof.
I can't believe I forgot that one.
Girl, like I said, I pride myself on my knowledge of Stranger Things. Trivia-wise, I am very good at. And it's so frustrating sometimes, you know, when you feel like, you know, people are obviously fans, but they're not like freakish fans like I am.
Like
with,
us.
With, you know, exactly, with the details and stuff. And for a while, I thought I was the only one that knew this kind of stuff. And then she proved me wrong twice with the Lover's Lake.
Lake Jordan. And, yeah.
Yeah, Lake Jordan. I thought that they were the same thing. And literally what I love about it is you don't shove it in my face. Forever a teacher. You're like, no, let's right now look up that episode and that scene. And you show the evidence in the nicest way possible. But the sunroof, I remember I was at work and I'm like, you're lying. No. And like me and her were just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then finally it showed. And I was like, oh my God, she's right. Like we were rewatching scenes from season 2. Anytime we saw this goddamn beamer. And it was just so funny because the debate of to sunroof or not to sunroof, it was going on. I was being a stubborn jackass. I was digging my heels in. And Megan was like, no big deal.
Okay, why didn't we talk to Joe Keery about the sunroof? Like,
that is the
that's a missed opportunity.
That I regret so badly because everyone was like, oh, did you tell him everything you need to say? And I'm like, well, it goes by so quick, but overall, yeah. But I remember we were in the car driving back from the con, and you and I were like, God damn it, we should have brought up the sunroof because as soon as you showed me an actual shot, like not the shot of season 4 when he's driving Robin, but when Nancy's correcting his paper in season 2, literally, I was like, it's clear as day that there is a fucking sunroof. And just, I don't know, it was such a subtle, like, mic drop on your end. But I was like, I have met my match. I like this. She's keeping me on my toes. Like, we can have some really good discussion about this. Like, I would love to think of, and maybe this is an idea for the future, guys. I would love to think of trivia questions and she thinks of trivia questions and maybe you and I can like try to quiz each other or like maybe the listeners could do that. We could do something like with trivia.
Yeah, host some sort of trivia because you did get me on the Christmas lights because I couldn't remember that because I had not watched that episode in a while.
I do have the show playing nonstop though in the background, but just the fact that little things like that, I find that so much fun. But like, we could make t-shirts literally, like, to sunroof or not to sunroof. And I was like, son of a bitch, she's right. This fucking car has a sunroof. Damn you.
That was amazing. All right. So my next one was we talked a lot about ships, like back, it started around Valentine's Day. So we did Meet Cute, which was super fun. And that was fun because I was posting on Instagram too, like just little like clips of all of the ships that we were going to talk about and like counting them down. The one I did for Susie and Dustin, the little clip of them singing, that was like one of our like most viral videos on our Instagram. And also the audio is now gone on that reel for some reason. But
it happens. Man. It happens.
But I mean, almost 4 million people saw it before the audio went away. So but that was fun. And then we went from that episode and I feel like we were having so much fun talking about ships and just relationships in the show. And we went into our underrated ships and we had 2 episodes about that. So we did Try Before You Deny and Pizza is a Love Language. So it was just fun to talk about some of the more underrated, like Pizza is a Love Language. We were talking about like Dustin and Nancy and their cute little friendship on
I do like
the
that
show,
yeah,
which I'm thinking we might get more of a little bit in season 5 because it seems like they're going to be kind of like part of the same little crew with Nancy, Jonathan, Steve, and Dustin. So that's going to be cool to see. And I'm just so excited to see all of the different ships, relationships, friendships that we talk about and how they end up in season 5.
Yeah, I do always like that with our podcast. Whenever we talk about the show, it's not just romantic ships. We talk about friendships or platonic friendships as well, because there's some that's one of the main themes of the show is friendships. And there's some really great ones with some unlikely people, some people from the beginning. So yeah, that's always been a really fun thing to discuss with you, the friendships throughout this entire show.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So that was like my number 2 because that kind of covered a bunch of episodes that we recorded. And it was just like back at the beginning, it was before we even started our deep dives of season 1. So it was just fun coming up with like different things that we wanted to talk about. And I feel like we sometimes miss that lately because we've had so many like con recaps and deep dives to record, just like those episodes where we just take time to just talk about a fun topic that we came up with. Like those were some of my favorites as well.
Yeah, definitely the themed episodes have always been a blast. Yeah, my next one was, and I don't know if you put this in your list, but The Calling of the Four Corners, The Manifesting. Man, oh man, like freakish, guys. And if you really do look back, like, okay, if it happened like once or twice, like, cute, what a coincidence. No, this is like concerning now, you know, like literally it is like Harry Potter up in here. Because we manifested, you know, between the first time we had Kelly on, which was entitled, good job, Megan.
Beginning.
Good job, Megan. And it was us talking about Joe Keery and, you know, his music career, which definitely I'd love to go more into, especially now that I've kind of gotten more into his music and such. But literally, like, you know, we were talking about, you know, what a great musician he was and in the beginning. And it was like weeks before it all went viral.
A week, literally like the week before.
Crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane. Like we had that. We had, we actually said on it, like, oh, you know, we would love to see more of the cast, like somebody like Joe Keery, do a convention, but we don't know if it would be something like Epicons. And I think we actually said, oh, wouldn't it be so cool if they got the cast to do a con that's just specifically Stranger Things.
Yeah, boom. No, we totally manifested that. It was one of our first 2 episodes. And we didn't just say like Joe Keery. You literally said that seeing Joe Keery would be like your unicorn for a convention. And it happened. And it's really funny because we were telling Alexis on our episodes with her that we were talking about that, like, as it was actually happening. And we were kind of talking over each other a little bit. So she said, oh, it's like you manifested it. And you can't really hear it in the episode, but like,
she said it. Baby.
Yeah, she said it. Alexis, the owner of Epicons, I'm repping my sweatshirt from Epicons now. But yeah, she told us that we manifested it. So.
We manifested that on the episode with Hannah Sarah. We manifested the battle vest. Steve Pop, like, absolutely insane. That's why when we did our episode with Haley, which I'd love to have her on again, like, we were like talking about like really cool pops you want to see, because it's too weird of a coincidence that just all the stuff, it's almost like this inside joke now. If you say it on the podcast, the likelihood of it happening is pretty high. So Joe Keery's gonna propose to me. Boom.
We talked about how we wanted Stranger Things, the first Shadow, to come to Broadway.
Obviously, I forgot about that.
I mean, yep. It was always going to, right? Like, and that's where a lot of these things, like, we know we're not actually witches.
Wink, wink, as I, you know, adjust my little pointy hat.
But I mean, it was always going to happen. But like, we are kind of like, I guess, just like in tune with everything that's going on. But yeah, some of it's been really fun.
Yeah. Call them the four corners, guys. Woohoo!
So my next one, I titled this movies because it kind of encompasses a few different things. But one of the things that I was going to say was we actually got to see a movie together in theaters that we were super excited about, which was A Quiet Place Day One, starring Joseph Quinn, who played our beloved Eddie Munson and is one of our big three, you know. That's Joe Keery, Joseph Quinn, Maya Hawke. That's our big three. We have an episode entitled The Big Three. But we saw that together in theaters. We went to Brandy's, hung out for the weekend. That was super fun. And that was like one of the two times throughout the year that we got to hang out in person. So that was a pretty big highlight, I feel like, just getting to hang out.
So much fun, guys, because it's just so insane that up until then, we had only hung out once, which was the Philly Expo. And we started this podcast and stuff. And we, you know, would see each other on the internet, you know, on the interwebs, you know, every week. But being able to hang out with, you know, Brandy, Andy, and Megan in person was just so much fun. But I'll never forget, we're in the theater and there was a trailer for Twisters. I'm still going to watch that so we could talk about it. And Megan just like whispers to me, she goes, I loved the original. I'm like, yeah, the original was pretty good. And you're like, no, I was obsessed with the original as a kid. And you're like, I'm really excited for this one.
I was so excited. I don't think I even knew about Twisters until I saw that preview. Like,
guys, she was ready to crawl over the seats. She was like, really love that. And what makes me, and I showed my friend Melissa, like, A Quiet Place Day One. She was like half watching it when I was visiting in Chicago, but I was telling her how you and I were sobbing by the end of it, you know, without giving any spoilers away. It's a beautiful tale of friendship and stuff. I really love that Joseph Quinn did this, you know, him and Lupita, what great chemistry. But by the end of it, like, literally me and Megan are ugly snot crying. And Brandy's just looking at us like, what the hell is the matter with you two? And yet again, just shows how me and Megan click, because I'm like, this was so beautiful, you know?
I know. But also movies, two other things to go along with movies. One, watching so many of the movies that you recommended that we kind of talked about in connection with Stranger Things.
Which,
so like,
you are
Stand By Me,
yeah.
Poltergeist, like a bunch of them. So that was really cool.
It's a lot as a movie nut that, like, you know, you, because most people, they're like, yeah, 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 I'll watch it. Goes to show you, like, how serious you're taking this, that I'm like, no, trust me, you'll appreciate more with watching Firestarter, Stand By Me, Poltergeist. And I know what you can handle and what you can't, but it's really so much fun to hear your thoughts back on these movies because you can see how heavily inspired the Duffer Brothers were by them. So that's just huge on your part that you are willing to do your research and like be able to appreciate that, you know, these episodes more. You know?
And it's been super fun and it's made it, like you said, like more meaningful to watch and like deep dive on these episodes, knowing that. And like, it's so funny because now whenever I watch like any movie from the 80s, I'm like looking for all of the connections to Stranger Things. But finally, we kind of kept up not just with Joseph Quinn in A Quiet Place Day One, but we got to see him in a couple other movies this year, which was pretty fun, like Horde and Gladiator 2. And then also Joe Keery had lots of cool movies and projects that came out. So Marmalade was a big highlight.
And then he was in Fargo.
Fargo was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. It was such a fun year if you were a fan of these two. Because they had a lot going on. I mean, even thinking back, I'm like, wow, you know, Horde was amazing. And I actually was lucky enough to see it in theaters. So I got to see Joseph Quinn on the big screen 3 times, you know, which was so cool. And then with Joe Keery, Marmalade clearly was my favorite movie of the entire year. Even got a tattoo from it. I loved it so much. And that's a movie, it's so much fun to show people it because of the twists and turns with it. And then with his music, too, like this was definitely such a fun year to be a fan of his because I found myself discovering more of his older music when he was with Post Animal and then the 2020 album and then even songs that maybe I didn't appreciate from Decide, you know, and I'm building my collection with that. But it's just there's so much cool content coming out, especially with interviews with them promoting their either music or projects. Like that's been a lot of fun and it's been fun to talk about it with you and with you guys on the show.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'll just go into my next one because it connects.
Do it, dude.
Like, so I mean, Joe time, like Joe Keery's music, like we already brought it up a little bit, but like we had Joe Keery Daily, Kelly, on our show multiple times throughout the year, so it was really fun to just geek out over everything that happened with his End of Beginning going viral, Decide getting pretty big, which that album came out in 2022. And I had been a fan since it came out, like, because I had gotten into his music mostly right after Stranger Things season 4. I kind of realized, oh, he's a musician also, and started listening to his older stuff. Chateau kind of went viral a little bit and was being used in some reels back that summer. And it then, like when Decide dropped, I loved that album. I listened to it constantly. Like,
you know, you're the reason why I even discovered his music. It was winter 2023. And like, I kind of knew that he had music, but I never listened to it. And I reached out to you and you recommended some songs off Decide, and you were like, no, I think you'd really like his music. And that's how I discovered it. I instantly downloaded it because of you, because I was like, holy shit, he's really talented, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So it was cool to see, like, over a year later, like, so many people appreciate this album that I had been listening to for over a year. And
crazy.
It's funny because I even had said on our episode about Steve Harrington, it's the Always the Babysitter episode, we briefly talked about his music at the very end, and you asked me what my favorite song was. Like, this was like the month before End of Beginning went viral. And
did you say End of Beginning?
I said it was End of Beginning, yeah. Like, that's what I said my favorite song on the album was, because what? It is. And I feel like it's a different style. And he's even said this, like, it's a different style than the rest of the album. And I love the whole album. But that song kind of stands alone a little bit in that, like,
kind of different feel to it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different vibe. And I really love it. And I just, like, could, like, scream at the top of my lungs in the car, like, and then to have the whole world also know that song, like, yeah. So it was kind of cool just to like see all of that happen. And then obviously all of the stuff over the summer with Corey, who was Joe's quote unquote social media manager for a while, and the chaos that ensued from that, like
what a ride that was. Kelly just recently messaged me and she was like, you know, we'll definitely have to do another episode. And I said, that was definitely so much fun doing that, you know, bonus episode talking about the whole Corey thing, and as a music fan of his, like trying to decipher what the hell was going on. But seeing, like I said, like my second graders even knew End to Beginning, you know, and my friend Lauren, my coworker, she was like, oh, I think I just heard a song of his. So I was like, which one was it? She was like, End to Beginning, which I'm like, well, yeah. She goes, that's a really pretty song. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, wait until you hear his other ones. It's a different feel, but he has such a gorgeous voice, such great range. And it was so much fun this past year seeing him promote his music and stuff, because it was interesting to hear like his music taste and what's inspired him. And didn't for Wonderland, he did like a little mini, like, what do you call it? Like
interview,
not interview, but like music.
Oh, the playlist.
Playlist. I almost said mixtape, guys. So yep, you're welcome.
Yep. You know. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like you said, and you mentioned this earlier too, but just like watching all of the interviews that he did over the year promoting his music. And I totally agree that just getting to hear a little bit more of the inspiration behind his music. I think one of my favorite podcasts that he did was Switched on Pop. So if you listen to, I've listened to that like two or three times. I definitely want to listen to it again, like before.
That's the one where they
album
talk about E.T., right? So good.
Do they talk about E.T. in that one? I think you're thinking of the Apple Music interview.
Yes. Yep.
Which is also really good. But Switched on Pop, they go through and they listen to like each song on the album.
That was really good on
about
a technical
it.
Aspect.
Yeah.
Which you can tell he's just so passionate about listening to. And definitely, like, I would love to, maybe when he does announce when his next album's coming out or when it drops, I'd love to do another episode with you where we could like really do a deep dive on his music and, you know, favorite songs, favorite, like, you know, beats, favorite, you know, rhythms and stuff, because man, it's something else. And from what I'm hearing, people already are guessing that this new album, it's going to have a completely different vibe and feel to it, which I love that, you know,
yeah.
Switch it up.
I think it's not going to be as different as people are thinking, but I think that it's going to be cool. No matter what, it's going to be cool. I think it's just going to be a little less electronic, because
yes.
I think that's actually what he said, that like the building blocks to the album were more starting with him like playing the guitar and things like that, rather than like his other two albums. Majority of the album is like produced like with like sounds on the computer.
Yes.
So, yeah. It's pretty cool. So yeah, that was a huge highlight of 2024, and we're super excited for his new album in 2025. So I skipped over you. So what's your next one?
My next one is, I thought that this was really, really sweet, but Tess sending us our sweatshirts. Tess, just such a great friend of ours, sent us these amazing sweatshirts. Yours was white. Mine was black for Skull Rock Broadcast. And what makes it, first of all, they're so goddamn comfortable and cozy. But what makes it even more special is you and I decided at the Upside Down Con to wear our sweatshirts when we got a photo op with Joe Keery. And I'm looking at that photo right now across the way. And it is, I mean, we were bickering like an old married couple, but like, so we got the biggest smile, but it's just such a great core memory. But I do love that we were able to rep those sweatshirts, and we got a lot of compliments from the sweatshirts to that weekend. And it's probably my favorite sweatshirt that I love rocking around the house and stuff and running errands with. And I love that there's a QR code so you can go to the Spotify and listen to it. It just, it goes to show you the kindness from our friends and how creative they are. But, you know, we've just seen people just do so many incredible, amazing things. And, you know, Tess obviously just doing that, that was just beyond amazing. But, you know, just coming across these small businesses and talking to, you know, these amazing artists and shop owners and stuff, and just being able to listen to their process of them running a business. Emma from Beyond Epic, you know, a lot of our friends over on Etsy, like, just, it is just, like I said, such a cool time to be a fan of anything, you know, because thinking back when we were younger, if we were into a show or a movie, you would be lucky if you could find a t-shirt off it. Now, there's pins, there's prints, you know, there's vinyls, there's artwork, you know, there's pops, there's so many things. And, you know, I'm a big believer in supporting small businesses, but definitely receiving those sweatshirts, like, I totally admit, I teared up because it was just such a beautiful thought of, you know, sending and making us these things. But I do love that we were able to capture such a cool memory rocking those, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. So my final one kind of flows pretty well from that too, because I just love the community that we've been able to build around our podcast, but also around Stranger Things, and just being a fan of all of these actors and the show and everything. So some of my favorite episodes to record were the ones where we had guests on. So we've talked yes. about having Kelly on. We had our friend Brandy on, but we also had Chris at Filmstocked. We mm-hmm. had Haley, you talked about, at Haley's Funko Space. We had official Hannah Sarah, our friend Hannah Sarah. And we had a bunch of people on the show. Chris, Haley, and Hannah were particularly fun because then we knew we were going to meet them in October. So we yes. were able to talk about like how we were so excited for the convention. But then also we had the tattoo episode where we had a bunch of people on to talk about it. We had the stuff that we did after the con where we had everybody on to talk about the convention. We had Alexis. Mm-hmm. So just, I mean, everybody that we've had on the show this year, it's been super fun to chat with them. Everybody has a different perspective around like being a fan of the show.
Community, yeah.
Yeah. And it's so cool that we're now able to go into this year, into season 5 coming out, having all of these people to like nerd out about the show yep. with. Because, I mean, we were excited to have each other, but like now we have even more friends and community to kind of enjoy season 5 with. So that's
I
been like.
I couldn't agree.
Anymore. My kind of favorite thing about the podcast, I think.
Yeah, just finding that community, and I have to 100% agree with you, finding that community, because I told you one of my favorite things to do is when I'm waiting in line, I did this a lot at Fan Expo in New Orleans meeting Joseph Quinn, was I'm a little social butterfly, is just striking up conversation with strangers. So I apologize to the people that didn't want to be talked to, but I will talk to you. And just, you know, obviously it's so cool to see, you know, the merch that they're wearing, or, you know, who's your favorite character? What are your theories for season 5? You know, have you met any of the other cast members? You know, when did you start watching? And that's one of my favorite thing about going to conventions. But through this podcast, like you said, we've been able to have on so many amazing people and just nerd out about, you know, this show and what it's meant to us. And only this community would be able to appreciate, like, okay, top 3 dream pops or theories for season 5. Who do you think's going to die? You know, like, why does it mean so much to you? And hearing people just get so passionate about it, you know, and the friendships that we've made, it was A, so cool to meet a good majority of our friends in person, but just, you know, the people that we've met along the way, and everyone's kind of on the same level with talking about how pumped they are. It's a bittersweet thing with season 5 coming, but the day that they wrapped, which we'll talk more about it, we're in a big group chat with a bunch of people, and everyone was kind of like, wow, this threw me off. Like, you know, I'm kind of emotional. And nobody was judging anybody because everybody was in the same boat agreeing, like, yeah, we all kind of feel the same way. You know, it's almost like graduation, you know, and people were getting emotional and for all the right reasons, because it's just such a sense of community. And it's almost like you found like a chosen family, you know, and it's just so much fun. So even though, you know, you and I ride or die, it's just so cool that we've been able to meet so many amazing people, let it be content creators, fellow fans of the show, you know, collectors. It's so cool to talk about something that we're all so passionate about.
Yeah, 100%. Did you have another one for your top?
Yeah, probably my last one was the Upside Down Con. Without getting too into it, I mean, obviously that is number one. Not only like what I just summed up, meeting so many fellow friends of ours that we've, you know, might not have ever had the opportunity to meet in person, but, you know, meeting all of our friends in person. And like we said, that sense of community and just only we would understand, you know, why it was such a big deal. But, you know, you said it multiple times, as did I, that, you know, first of all, huge thank you to Epic and Alexis and their entire team for pulling off such an incredible once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but also for the entire cast to come down. And they, like we said, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity getting that many cast members under one roof while they're actively filming the final season in Jackson, in Georgia. And you said something so cool that really stuck with me, that, you know, we all know that Friday night they were filming until, you know, 8 that morning. And, you know, we were meeting some of these actors that we could look back later on and be like, that could have been what they were actively filming the same weekend we met them, you know. And it was just such an incredible thing. You know, we kept stopping and looking at each other being like, this is incredible. This is the final season that we have this opportunity to do this. And just everyone was so sweet, both the guests, you know, the volunteers, the entire Epic team, as well as everybody else that we did meet. Everyone was so kind, so funny, so awesome. You know, the meet and greets were incredible. The ice cream social event, like, you know,
mind blowing.
That ice cream scooper, though, being able to go to that ice cream social with Maya and Joe, that's definitely one of my top five core memories of all time. You know, just being able to sit front row with my friend and podcast partner and just be able to listen to these people who were just, they were, like I said, they were our unicorns. They were just so laid back, so funny, so chill, so amazing. They met our expectations and then some. And just be surrounded by all of our friends that love the show, like, that truly was incredible. And I feel like we were really, really lucky to have been able to attend that. And, you know, it was just so much fun, like you said, like, yeah, the build up of it and then the aftermath, being able to hear about people's different experiences through this podcast,
yeah,
recapping how much it meant to them and their point of view of the weekend. So 5 stars, five scoops out of 5 scoops.
Yeah, exactly. 10 Demogorgons out of 10 Demogorgons.
Yes. Yes.
And yeah, like you said, just having the opportunity afterwards to like debrief, have a little bit of like, we recorded like 2 episodes, just the two of us talking about the weekend, and like,
yeah,
it's there for posterity now. Like, we can listen to it and revisit, yep, that experience. So that's pretty cool. So that was another highlight of the podcast, because we had this like outlet to, yes, sort of make it even an even cooler experience being able to attend that event. So, oh man, we met Joe Keery. Like,
yeah, we did. And he was just sensational. Yeah. You know?
And Maya, and I mean, all of them.
Everybody, like, was.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, so much fun. And just, it was so great to be able to do that with you because, definitely, that's one for the history books.
Absolutely. You know? So we are looking forward to hopefully meeting more of the cast again in 2025. So we'll keep you posted and we'll keep our eyes out for any opportunities that we might have for that. So it was really fun to just take a few minutes here and kind of talk about our year. And that's our wrapped. That's our wrapped.
Yeah. It's been it's certainly been a strange year.
Wink, like, wink.
Oh my God. So yeah, with merch, you had a really good idea of top pieces from 2024.
I mean, I was inspired by you because you made a little TikTok, Instagram reel of
TikTok,
the favorite things that you added to your collection this year. So I tried to come up with like the top like four or five things that, that I got this year. So do you want me to just share my list or do you want to go back and forth?
Let's go back and forth. You start first. I'm really interested to see what you got.
So, I mean, I had to start with the Squishmallows because, as you know, I was obsessed and had to get every single one of them. And we also did a big giveaway and we were able to send Kat, one of our listeners and Patreon members, all 10 Squishmallows as well. So I think that was probably like my favorite merch that came out this year, and it's so cool that we got so many of them, and I'm curious if we'll get more this year or not. So
what was your favorite? Now you can only pick one favorite Squishmallow.
I think maybe Max. I love her. She has her headphones on, like I'm pointing to my headphones.
I love that one.
So I mean, obviously, like Eddie's really cool, but I wish he wasn't so small. The Scoops Ahoy ones are cool, but also it's like they're like ice cream, like chocolate and vanilla, like, or, like not actually like the character. So I think Max, I love her season four outfit, and maybe the pineapple pizza is probably like my runner up, but
that one is a great one.
Cause that one's just like unexpected, I guess. But Max, I think, is my favorite. What about you?
Max definitely was a good one. With Squishmallows, I'd definitely say the pineapple one because that was incredible. I just love Squishmallows in general. They're just, I don't know, they're so soft. Like, I bought this one. Nobody can see it, but it looks like a lobster roll, and it's huge. And I just bought it to buy it. I was like, I want that. What's the matter with me?
I know. I was at like a craft fair type thing, and there was like a table with like tons of Squishmallows, and I was talking to the people there and I was like, I think I'm gonna have to stick to the Stranger Things ones, because if I just start buying random Squishmallows for the hell of it,
they'll take like, over
it my house will be full of Squishmallows.
Like, they multiply like rats.
But they're super cute.
They definitely are. So I would say the first one on my list, and it was from this really cool company called Roller Derby. They make roller skates, and they reached out to me this summer, and they were sending out free skates to people that were, you know, in the Stranger Things community. And they came out with two different kinds. One was the Hellfire skate that looked really cool, black and red and stuff. And then the other one was modeled after the skate that Elle used to whack, you know, that bitch Angela in the face with. And I actually went with that one just because it was so subtle, because it has like fake blood spray on it and stuff. I just thought it was so funny. And when they asked me, they were like, okay, well, what's your skate size? I knew enough not to give my true size because I'm that asshole. I would try them on and break every bone in my body. So they sent it to me, huge box, and I have them on display in my collection. They look really, really cool. I just love, you know, companies like that that do something that's catered so specifically. And I thought that was really cool because the Wrinklerama, like, that's a pretty iconic scene in general. It takes up like almost a whole episode, so that was one of mine.
Okay, so my next one, I know this was also on your list as well, was the Pop Sodas, like the little cooler. it's my first ever like lounge fly because I don't have any lounge flies.
Oh,
so
yeah. Yep.
Technically the cooler is lounge fly. And then I had already, like you had said in your video, loved the little like pop soda of Steve that I had before. Actually, Juan sent me that Steve one. And
yes. Yep.
I was just, it was so fun to like get that and unbox it on a live with you. And like,
which one was your favorite?
I mean, obviously my, my Steve, my, cause I got the Chase Steve, like, yep. And then also Eli sent me the regular Steve too. So now I just need the Chase Eddie at some point, but that's all I care about, which you have that one. So that's,
I do
fun.
Have that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That was cool.
Hanging out on my work desk. Yep. Which yeah. You brought yours to work, right?
I have my original pop soda Steve at work, the season 2 with the bat.
I like it. Respect, yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, those came out great. Great detail and stuff. It's just the cutest set. And watching you unbox those were adorable. But let me see. Yeah, so my next one probably would have to be the Steve Battle Vest pop.
That's actually on my list too.
I'm gonna sum it up. I'm gonna say my top four actually were my red glitter Eddie pop, which was from overseas. He came with a t-shirt, and Funko only released them overseas. They're very hard to get. Then there was my blue and red Eddie that came in the 4-pack with Dustin, Nancy, Robin, and then Eddie, which Steve had gotten in that, but you know, okay, sarah sarah. Then the next one after that was my custom, which shout out to Lindsay from In the Dark Customs. I had her make me, and I got it mid to late January from last year, but it was a Funko Pop of Eddie Munson with his chocolate milk and his honeycombs, which I was like, why hasn't there been a pop made from that? And I'm actually getting, and it should be finished probably the end of this month, I'm getting Steve when he applies to Family Video at the end of season 3 with his bubble vest. Such an iconic outfit. And I know I've shouted out Lindsay before in the past, but if you request a certain pop, she'll never make that pop again. So I know which one you want. We're not going to say it out loud on the show, but we're going to make that happen, Megan. But I was like, damn, I really want to get this specific Steve done. So he should be headed my way probably the end of this month. But I'm like, I just have to. I have to have an iconic Eddie, an iconic Steve, because so many, you know, great ones, which is already making me wonder how many amazing Steve Harrington pops are on our way for season 5. But probably the one that really stood out was the Battle Vest Steve, which we were talking about, and they did a really good job between making them all bloody and dirty, like adorable. He came out so good.
Yeah, he was one of my favorites for the year. And then I also really loved the pastel Steve and Robin Scoops Ahoy.
That
and I
was
actually
great.
Got like the pastel Demogorgon also. That's like a big one.
I haven't gotten that one yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're fun. And I just love those colors. I feel like not a lot of people were super into them, but I think they're pretty and fun.
Durable,
like,
yeah.
So, yeah, those were my favorite pops this year. The Steve in the Battle Vest and then the Scoops Ahoy pastel ones. Mm. But my next thing on my list was basically I became obsessed with like crew necks. And I have so many. I should like make like some sort of, I should document like all of the crew necks that I've bought this year. Because it's really, it's a little excessive. But Beyond Epic Shop, Emma, oh my gosh. I just like, I want a million more. Like, I don't think I don't know if I even told you, I got like her Stranger Things and it's a bunch of like pictures and I have to send a picture of it, but it also has like the lights throughout it. So I decided that was like a Christmas sweatshirt.
Oh, and yeah.
So that was like a recent one I got. I have another one coming that I'm super excited about, but I just got so many of her crewnecks. I got a bunch of crewnecks from Epic Cons because I feel like they do really great crewnecks. Also,
such
I got
good quality. Yeah.
A crewneck from Hannah Sarah's merch with like the Steve and Eddie Halloween, like the masks and
that
everything.
That was cool looking.
Obviously, our crewneck that Tess made us for our merch. So just, I mean, they're like my favorite thing now to wear. And they're just like so comfortable. And like, I'm okay with it being cold out for winter because I can just wear my crewnecks.
Hello. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's been like one of my favorite things this year as well to sort of start a little collection of. And I love it because I can like wear them too and like enjoy them and not just look at them. So
exactly. And that's the beauty of it. Like, that's why big shout out to Emma with Beyond Epic. Her like booth at Upside Down Con, she's mentioned in the past she likes, you know, her booths to kind of feel cozy like a shop. The setup was so amazing, but the quality of her product, like we have the Coretta Coffin, you know, kind of like tie-dye, almost black tie-dye kind of like hoodies. They are so comfy and cozy. Like, I absolutely love rocking that. Oh, so good.
Yeah. I have one more. Do you have any more?
I have just one more. It's not specifically Stranger Things, but it is Joe Keery, Joe, DJO. Thanks to Kelly from Joe Keery Daily, kind of inspired me with collecting the different variants of the vinyl records. I've really slowed down with my record collecting. It's mostly just movie collecting, movie soundtracks that I collect now. But with Decide in 2020, there's different variants that I guess he was heavily involved with the design, meaning different colors and how they come out. And let's just say the Red Galaxy one for 2020, that is my Christmas and birthday gift for the next like 20 years. It was expensive, YOLO, but I got
that.
Even worth it, YOLO, airport rules. I got the Decide black and white. There's the 2020 Blue Galaxy one. Like, there's I think a green one that's coming out. So right now I probably have, and I got the Black Friday deluxe version. So probably right now I have like 5 or 6 combined of 2020 and Decide. And I know a lot of people are like, same album. You wanna get it. Okay. Don't yuck my yum. But basically, it's so much fun collecting something that has to do with his music. It's just really, really breathtaking colors. My favorite probably has to be the Australian release. It's like this aqua color. And I'm just really into it. It's the thrill of a hunt. I love collecting these vibrant, beautiful, like visual, you know, eye candies for vinyl records. And it's a lot of fun collecting.
Yeah, that's so cool. Okay, so my last one is more related to our podcast because we did have a little bit of merch come out this year. So
yeah, we did.
We had our tote bags that we used at the
totes. Yeah,
and I mean they're so good. Like,
those were a big hit.
Yeah, I mean we'll have to try to like sell some more if anybody else is interested in them. Because I feel like we only made like 8 or 10. Like.
Yeah.
So only like 10 exist in the world, but they were perfect for like carrying around at the con. And
a ton of people knew who we were because of those bags.
Yeah. It was just like a way to like, you know, kind of advertise. And like, it was cool to have somebody like come up to me and be like, I was like, oh, I'm Megan. And they were like, yeah, I know. I recognize your voice.
How adorable is that? I love that.
So that was cool, but also the stickers, like I'm obsessed with, like our stickers are so cool. So we have a lot of stickers, so we have to like get some stickers out there in the world because we made way too many. Oh, and the postcards, I almost forgot about the postcards were fun too. So
I have given out a lot of the postcards and a lot of people said that they absolutely love the design, which is all on you because that was actually a photograph that you took yourself.
It was a photograph I took and I made the design. So yeah, I was really happy with how that turned out too. So those are fun. And I think the stickers are my favorite.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, they're so fun. I just put one on my water bottle that I took to work, and I was like, why didn't I do this sooner? Like, yeah, that was the rest of my merch list.
Yeah, no, I think really great picks, and especially, like, thank you so much with sending me that amazing sweatshirt from Kelly. Mm-hmm. The end of beginning, just so, so sweet. I love that.
Yeah, that's
design.
My other crew neck that I got. Yeah, woo! I love it.
Days. I just love that because I know for my birthday, you also sent me a sticker with that same design on it from her shop, which I absolutely love her Redbubble shop. It's just like, I mean, for Christ's sakes, like, this is my laptop case. It's a joke, Carrie, figure you out case. And I'm like, I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Okay, so we're going to talk about filming. And this is kind of like sad because this is the last time we'll talk about filming updates. Like, we can continue this year to talk about like any production updates or like just updates that we've gotten from like Stranger Things pre-season 5 release. But we will no longer be doing filming updates because filming has wrapped. So the end of an era, but you kind of brought this up before. On December 20th, they officially wrapped filming right before the holidays. And there was a bunch of posts on social media that got everybody pretty emotional that day. So we'll go through some of them. Do you want to talk a little bit about like Ross Stuffer's official post that was also cross-posted on the Stranger Things TV?
Sure. Ross Stuffer, he ended up posting two posts. This one is kind of like a photo dump, which starts off, and I thought this was really sweet looking. It's a black and white photo of Finn, Winona, Noah, Caleb, right?
Yeah.
And there's nobody else. And they're on what looks like a couch. I was going to say the buyer's couch, but this is an entirely different couch. And they're just chilling out. And it's so funny. I originally thought Winona was Millie.
Aww.
So I'm like, that's adorable. The next photo is of the two brothers. They're hanging out watching something on one of the monitors. I do love that one of them is wearing a True Lies shirt. Classic Arnold Schwarzenegger film from the 90s, directed by James Cameron.
Getting to talk to those two about movies would be like your wet dream.
Could you imagine? Literally, like one of us would have come out alive. The next one, this one clearly was a huge favorite of ours.
Yeah.
It was the station wagon, and we have Charlie, who plays Jonathan. He's kind of sitting against the hood of it, the front of it. There's Nancy wearing what resembles a candy striper uniform.
Yep.
And next to her is the man of the hour, Mr. Joe Keery. We do know that outfit besides the jacket because we have seen the photos of him and Maya on the steps wearing that same thing. And obviously when they did the behind the scenes photo when, you know, she's like, what's the weather like? And he's like, bad from this past summer.
Yeah, that was fun.
Wearing kind of like maybe a corduroy kind of brown jacket on top of it. But it's so funny seeing the three of them just all together again. And the next photo is of Mr. Dustin and Gaten, a.k.a. Gaten. And he's got a flashlight and he's with Sean Levy, I believe.
Levy Levy, that's what we call him.
Levy Levy, you know, take it as you want it, tomato, tomato. And it looks like they're on set where there is upside down vines. The next one is, and this one made a lot of people go, oh, it's Murray and Robin. They are in a truck and it looks as though they're having a good chuckle.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting duo in season 5.
Yeah, because that's like the last duo I would have thought of them ever being together. But,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is, Mr. Bum Man. And then, let's see. The next one is black and white, and I thought this was really sweet. One of the Duffers with Millie
And someone was like, she looks like Josh Brolin from The Goonies with the shorts and the sweatpants. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. And then this one, I was absolutely crazy about Carla's, like, sweater, her blouse. I mean, it's so fucking pretty. Like, cannot even. They're in the kitchen of the Wheelers, and it's Joyce, a.k.a. Winona, talking to Karen, a.k.a. Carla, and I'm just obsessed with Carla's beautiful sweater.
Yeah, and people are going to give me a hard time if I don't correct you, Kara, or Cara, not Carla. Oh,
Jesus. Man, people, that was like when I kept calling it an epilogue or prologue.
Yeah, yeah, prologue for the epilogue. And I mean, we can never forget Dr. Bremer.
Wrong. Everyone's a bunch of assholes, but I love you all.
Yeah. I hope that we get to see Joyce and Karen like in a scene together.
I hope so too, because like they barely had a chance to talk in season 3, because remember, it's before they go on that spinny ride, and she's like, oh, you know, they're supposed to be over so-and-so's house, or so-and-so, you know, summer, and that's it. But I really did like their kind of like relationship in season 1 when she brings the casserole over, which, thank you for the casserole, but you need to leave, you know, words to live by. The next one is David Harbour, and he is in a jacket. He's got kind of the Grizzly Adams beard he's rocking, and he's talking to one of the Duffers. And
yeah, and this was the picture that we saw of him, like, very early on with filming, was him, yeah, like, against the car like this. But I just now noticed that Millie and Winona are in the background of this shot, talking to the other Duffer brother, and Millie's got the bandana actually around her head, because usually we see it around
just
her neck.
Like Josh Brolin. Look at this. Oh my God, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then, cool. What's the name of this director? He's the guy who did Shawshank Redemption. Oh, Frank Darabont. So it's a photo of Frank Darabont, and he's with Erica.
Priya. Yeah.
Priya. And they're really intently looking at what looks like a little piece of cake. I mean, if you're that much of a genius of a director, this is going to look like the plastic bag from American Beauty.
It's, yeah. Just,
there's some deep shit going on with this cake.
Yeah, but I love that sweater. Like, that was the first time we'd seen that outfit for
Erica. Oh, my God. Yeah, look so at that.
Look at the right side of that photo. That looks like Sadie's hair, doesn't it?
It does. I would say it's either Sadie or it's Maya's, but Maya's kind of got more of like sandy colored hair. This is more red hair. So, yeah. And then the last photo is probably my favorite photo. I definitely want to like frame this. And
yeah, it's so good.
It's of, you know, you have Jonathan, you know, Charlie, Finn, Mike, you know, and they're looking over at the two platonic, you know, soulmates. And like the way their arms are around each other, it's very kind of awkward looking, but it's just so sweet. It's of Maya, Robin, and Joe, Steve, and they just have the biggest smiles on their faces. And it's just like brother and sister. It's so, so cute. I have loved all behind the scenes footage and photographs of them just hanging out, looking so happy. And I think when that drops, that's what really tugged on the old heartstrings. I was like, oh, it's the end of an era. So,
yeah. And that sweater that Joe is wearing, oh my gosh, I want it so bad. It looks so cozy.
Right.
And I'm like curious if that's Joe's sweater or if it's a Steve sweater.
It looks, you know, like it's fitting them just right. So when it's right, it's right, you know?
Yeah. So the other post that Ross made that day, I'm going to read the caption because I think it's really cool. He wrote, it was just a photo of the 5 for season 5 and then a photo of 11 in the void. But it says, we've been telling this story for nearly a decade now. Many of our cast members joined us when they were kids, just 10 or 11 years old. It wasn't just a show for them. It was a defining part of their childhood. They've grown up before our eyes, becoming more than actors. They've become family. But it's not just the cast we consider family. Our crew, many of whom have been with us from the very beginning, holds a special place in our hearts. Their dedication and passion have been the backbone of this journey. Everyone involved was determined to bring this story to a satisfying conclusion. They poured their hearts and souls into it, and we couldn't be more proud of what they've accomplished. We can't wait to share it with you all next year. Until then, over and out.
Aww. So,
I know. I thought that was a really nice tribute to not just the cast, because the cast is like the faces of the show and get so much attention, but The crew is immense. And there were so many people behind the scenes that worked on this show for years that have had just as much of a big part to bringing it to the to our screens. So that was a nice little tribute, I think. So then another one that I really loved was Finn made a post. So if you'll permit, I'll read this as well.
Please do.
He posted two of the photos that we talked about in the little wrap up, the black and white one with him on the couch and the photo with him and with Joe and Maya and Charlie. But then an older photo that has them back in season one. I love it. Joe Keery is right in the middle there. But he wrote, "We just wrapped Stranger Things season 5. I'm still in shock. We shot it for a year and I'll miss all my friends and our characters terribly. When I think of the show, I picture this first photo, a bunch of goofy young people making something they think is cool, but really have no clue what's to come. I feel like we're still those people and I'm lucky to still stand beside them today. I hope you'll love this season as much as I do. See you all next year." And then four bicycle emojis. So
that's really cute.
That was like one of my favorite ones. And in the photo, it's Gaten, Noah, Finn, and Kayla. But then it's also Joe, Charlie, and Natalia. So that's really sweet.
That's super sweet.
A bunch of people commented on that post, including Joe Time, Joe Keery, who... he was not on Instagram very often, but he commented on that and said, "Who you calling goofy?" So that was really, really cute. Noah also did a couple posts. He did a couple behind the scenes photos in his little like 2024 recap, which was just the other day. Do you want me to read his?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's kind of long. So his photo dump, there were some good ones, but they were mostly like throwback photos of the cast, like throughout the years. Really cute photo of him and Sadie like rock climbing. I don't think I'd ever seen that photo before. But he wrote, "2 days ago, I wrapped my final scene as Will Byers, and I'm feeling very emotional. As I close this chapter of my life, I can't help but be forever grateful for the incredible people that I've met and valuable life/career lessons I learned through this decade journey. Here are the top 10, we love a top 10, that I wanted to share with you. 1, the Duffer Brothers taught me that the creative process takes time and it's okay to be meticulous about creating perfect moments. 2, Sean Levy Levy taught me that sometimes less is more. 3, the crew taught me that I can be professional while building genuine family-like connections.
Aww.
4, Finn taught me how to be constantly curious and appreciate what goes on behind the camera. 5, Winona sparked my love for film by introducing me to her favorite classics from movies like Terms of Endearment to Almost Famous.
Oh my God.
6, Millie taught me to embrace my silliness and that life never should be taken too seriously. 7, Gaten taught me that it's cool to be a nerd and to never be embarrassed by my love of learning. 8, Caleb taught me that being direct and communicating is necessary when something is on my mind. 9, Sadie taught me that even though we are getting older, it's important to embrace the child inside us and never let that go. 10, Charlie showed me that true masculinity is rooted in love, kindness, and gentle compassion.
That's sweet.
Growing up, I always felt like an outcast, unsure of where I fit in, navigating life in the spotlight while carrying this feeling through every awkward phase and embarrassing moment, exposed for the world to see, has definitely been an unusual experience. But I've been honored to share it with my incredible co-stars who understand it in a way that no one else can. Stranger Things was more than a job. It was a lifelong dream, a dream made reality thanks to the Duffers. Thank you for taking a chance on me when I was just a 10-year-old kid and entrusting me with something so important to you both. Together, this cast and crew has built something so very special, and I couldn't be any more excited for the world to see the final chapter. Stranger Things is a never-ending story for me. It's in my heart forever.
Oh my God, that was so sweet.
I know.
Misty-eyed over here, man.
Yeah, there's two more that we wanted to mention. So our girls, Millie and Sadie, both did posts as well. Who do you want first?
Do Millie.
So Millie's was really sweet. She started with a photo of her. It looks like maybe at the table read when she was like first playing 11.
Yeah.
So cute. Some more throwbacks from throughout the seasons. She's got that bitchin' look from season 2 in there. But her last one was a video. It's just captioned with love, L. But I haven't watched the video in a while, but I know she was talking about how, like, she must have been talking about this at the Wrapped party, but it was sort of comparing it to like a graduation and how it's supposed to be like a happy time, like you're done, but how she was feeling very emotional and not ready to be like done with this chapter and how she was going to miss everybody. That's pretty much my little like summary of it. So that was pretty sweet. And then finally, Sadie also had some fun throwback photos.
I love that she made a post. That's awesome.
Yeah. And she included a photo of her with Dacre, which was pretty cool. But her caption was, "That's a serious wrap on Stranger Things. This show, character, and every person involved made me who I am. It gave me the most amazing childhood. It brought me to my best friends. Saying goodbye is so painful, but I leave with memories and love to last a lifetime. I'm eternally grateful." So it was just really, really cool to see these actors that we love so much and that, like, this show has meant so much to us.
Exactly.
Just see them, like, also express how much it meant to them. Because I know a lot of people kind of feel like, oh, they're probably ready to be done with it. Like, it's taken so long. But, like, this has been their life for the past decade. Like,
huge chunk of their lives for the younger ones, their childhoods, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's really cool to just hear kind of their perspective on it being over. And we're definitely going to, you know, follow everything that they do. Just excited to see what they do next. And we'll have even more cool things and cool projects to see them in, I'm sure. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that was our little wrap on Filming Being Wrapped.
The end of an era. Final marble in the jar.
Segment of the year.
Yep.
So if you for some reason are just joining us and don't know about this segment, this is our little time where we like to talk about fan fiction. So Stacy and I love to read fan fiction. We know that is not how everyone likes to engage with this fandom or fandom in general. So if it's not your thing, like, turn us off. Why are you still listening? We're not forcing you, but if you want to hang out a little bit and hear what we've been reading, but also keeping with our Wrapped theme, what our favorite fics of the year were, then feel free to hang out. So I just real quick wanted to mention two things that I'm currently reading.
Okay.
And that is Morning Berries, one of our faves, had a new fic out called Into the Inferno. So it's a one shot. It's really fun. Steve and Eddie go to like a concert together. So it's definitely very hot. And
love that.
Yeah, I was super excited to see that drop. Like, we had to go back to work on January 2nd. And seeing that notification in the morning and knowing I had that to come home and look forward to made the day go a lot better.
Yeah.
And then also I started a fic last night that I stumbled upon. It's new and it's not an author I've read before, but it's VIP or VIP July. And
okay.
The fic is called Junk Journal, and it's a modern AU, which I love, like modern social media AUs. Like, I've read a couple of them where, like, Steve and Eddie are both like TikTok people, or like they, you know, they like meet over social media. So this one is Eddie likes to watch this ASMR YouTube channel of like these hands making like scrapbook journals, like, which
those big old bear claws.
Like, I have never seen this, but I guess it's a real thing, and it kind of makes me want to watch like people make scrapbook journals on YouTube because it sounds very calming. But like, then he starts to realize that people are like wondering about these hands and like whether they're like a man or a woman or like so it's really cute because he like comments on the video, and then like the YouTuber like makes a new video that's kind of like about bats, because like Eddie's username was like bats. So so it's really cute, and I'm really enjoying the writing style so far. This person seems to write a lot of fics, but has not written a ton in the Stranger Things fandom, but really enjoying that. And just like, I love just like the modern social media AUs. Like,
yeah, no, I always get a kick out of it.
Yeah, just a nice little like a little treat, I feel like. A little divergence from like sometimes the angst of like canon. So
yeah, exactly.
Do you want to go ahead and do your list of your top three fics for the year?
Yes. All right. So these are top three, correct? All right.
Yeah. If you have more than that, you can.
So I would say Morning Berry Sneaky Link. I mean, oldie but a goodie. Amazing.
It's on my list too.
Amazing. Prism by Onion Chiver. Obviously, they just updated it not too long ago. Been having the time of my life reading it. And then You Carved a Place in My Sadness by Old Stars. That's Single Dad Steve. Really, really good. And then my two honorable mentions are A Certain Type by Anne Another Thing. I really love older study. And then Hole, H-O-L-E, Hole by Faye. So good, Hole. So those are my top ones. Just so good.
Yeah, thank you for that list.
You're welcome.
I did really... I was glad I finally actually listened to A Certain Type, because I remember I like listened to that like driving to the beach and driving home one day, and it was like so good. So I was really appreciated that recommendation. Also, I started Hole. I'll have to report back once I finish it.
Yes.
and I have not read the O-Stars, the Single Dad Steve
it's
fic
so
yet.
Good.
Like, that is going to have to be on my list. So the only one that you did not say, because I want to talk about Prism and Sneaky Link a little bit more real quick, because those were my top two as well. But my third one that I wanted to mention was, I mean, it's dangerous. Like, if you're going to start this fic, be prepared that it is not finished and it may never be finished, but it was worth it to me for how much I enjoyed it. And that was rolled a one on the check, rolled a 20 on the save.
Yep. Yep.
By a puckish wit. And that one, it was just like I was saying, it was like a modern AU. It was really good. It still had like elements of like Steve getting to know the kids and like D&D and Eddie was a dungeon master and like, but like online. So really cool. Like I said, I don't know if the author has any plans to finish it, but it for what is written, it's very cool. And I really enjoyed that this year. So obviously you said Sneaky Link. I feel like the whole first half of the year, we were talking about that fic.
So good.
From our very first episode, we were talking about that fic, and it was just so fun reading that in real time with you, like as it got updated. And then we love Morningberry, so
the best.
Yeah. And Prism, man. Prism. Ooh. Again, reading that with you, like, because you started it shortly after me, was really cool because we were able to talk about it. But that is Honey Venom and Onion Chiver, and feel like that changed my brain chemistry, as like all Onion Chiver fics do, but really dark, a lot of stuff going on. It's not finished yet, but like Stacey just said, they just updated recently, and Onion Chiver is continuing to update that fic in the next couple of weeks, months. So intense, but like so, so good.
And
my honorable mention would also be Onion Chiver's Patreon story, Scorpio Skies, that is currently being written and like updating regularly. So that one also is a little dark, little not for everybody, but is really good, and really definitely enjoying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a new chapter like last week, so that was great.
Oh, nice.
But the other thing that we wanted to mention is one of our listeners, Nico.
Big shout out.
I am just so, so fucking grateful. Like, can't even tell you how grateful I am, because as you know, we are hopeless at keeping track of what we mention on these secret segments.
Yeah.
I have not had the time to kind of go back and listen and find all of the fics that we talked about. So they did it for us. Like,
amazing. Literally amazing.
I mean, they so we now have a Google Doc with every single episode of our podcast and the fics that we talk about and links to the fics. And so if you are interested in that, you can ask us for it now because it exists. And they couldn't find all of them because we're kind of hopeless sometimes. So I'm going to go through and like put in the hopefully be able to find and figure out what we were talking about for a few more. But we just like cannot thank them enough. Thank you so much.
So incredible. Yep.
And everybody else who has asked us for that, now it exists. So ask us again and we'll send it to you. So, like that was like one of the, like that couldn't have been a more perfect way to kind of like wrap up our year as well, to have that list made.
Yeah.
So again, thank you. We appreciate
Huge thanks.
It so much. And yeah, that's our steady wrapped as well. And so excited to continue to read fix this year and see which ones stand out for us this year.
This is what I love about it, is literally with this list, I was looking through it and it was reminding me of how much, and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this one and I remember that one. It's just there's so much content that we do get kind of carried away with, you know, me spelling out whole and, you know, you happen to forget the author. And so this is just like, it's so convenient because there's been so many stories that even you have mentioned to me and you've told me the author.
Oh, yeah.
I forget to write it down.
Yeah,
so it's big help.
No, exactly. Because there was ones on the list that I remember you telling me about, but I never actually got around to like reading. And now it exists for us too.
Look at us now.
Yeah, we're super excited about that. So All right. Well, we will for sure have more to talk about next week. I'm going to save some Podfix surprises for next week.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll talk to you soon. And I guess we didn't tease this at the end of the actual episode, but our next two episodes will be finishing up season 2.
Deep dive.
All right. And then we got lots of other fun stuff planned for the year. So stick with us. Do.
But yep, just happy 1 year, guys, and stay tuned.
Peace out.
Over and out,
my dudes.